Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, good morning, morning, morning. Today is April the 30th, 2021, and today we are discussing Chapter 2 of the Think and Grow Rich book. This is the second, technically out of 13, but because there's like an introduction and a procurement, it's like 15. Alright, so this chapter is on faith, which is a visualization and belief in the attainment of desire, the second step to riches. Faith, this chapter, as you've heard us speak about before and how as you go on, each chapter builds on the other one, kind of like a textbook. Each chapter builds another one so that everything can come to a completion. This one basically describes to you not the physical part of what needs to get done to achieve your goals or your desire or your burning desire. It is the mental work that needs to be done. So just like the introduction where it talks about the willpower, this is what backs the willpower. If you have faith in yourself and don't let outside forces deter that, that's where the faith comes from. But the faith has to be built. It has to be worked on almost every day. It has to be worked on almost every day. And it's something that it doesn't come overnight. It's like Rome. It was built over years and centuries. But it is something that is achievable, but it does take hard work. And in this chapter, he gives you a little synopsis on how to develop faith. And then he also teaches you with the self-confidence formula how to keep it, how to demand from yourself the things that you want, which are persistence, which is, I demand of myself, which is the first part of the self-confidence formula, my persistent, continuous action towards the attainment, and I here and now promise to render such actions. So in this one, faith is kind of like the promise you make to yourself. Because if you can't keep a promise to yourself, it's kind of hard to keep your promise towards that desire or towards someone else or towards the attainment of something. So once you tell yourself it to be true, then it will be true. Go ahead.
Yeah, and how Stella said, we're just going to add some words to it. Basically, faith is just a state of mind. And you can get it via, like, your daily affirmation or instruction to the subconscious mind or to suggestion to yourself. And you can feel, like, through the chapter that the author, like, really showed the importance of having a great mental image, because you always want to know what you want. You have to be able to see yourself as already having it, and more importantly, like, still has it. So emotions are very crucial because it makes your faith, like, very strong in achieving your goals. Has emotional goals, like, most of the time, much deeper than, like, visualization. How you feel might be how you see things. So he also wants us to have faith in the fact that you can accomplish anything. So basically, everything will be possible. Because you would never have talked about it in the first place if you wouldn't be able to achieve it. So if you can imagine it in your mind, you can make it happen. So our way of thinking is very super important, as like our thoughts are like going to become things. And most of the time, our dominant thoughts will materialize according to health. For example, if I say to myself, oh, I can do it, oh, this can be possible, I will never achieve it. It will just happen.
And also, it's kind of like the introduction to positive thinking. This is really what that introduction towards positive thinking really comes from. The introduction towards positive thinking really comes from. Because in this section, he teaches you to speak positively. In the latter section, in the latter chapters or instruction, he'll teach you why so good to be positive, why it's so good. He teaches me the science behind saying that positive, because he'll teach you that what you speak comes into fruition, whether you like it or not. So if I go around saying my spring semester is going to be terrible, my spring semester is going to be terrible, and I think that way, so I act that way, then it will become that. And so that's where this is the beginning of the chapter of speaking in positivity, breathe positivity, which you want, you can achieve as long as you bleed and breathe it. That's where this comes from. So when you take the self-confidence formula, and what he wants you to do is do it every day to yourself, make it a ritual, make it kind of like a routine prayer or routine self-affirmation. And this is also the beginning to the next chapter, which is auto-suggestion. So now he's teaching you the beginning of positive thoughts, and then he's also teaching the beginning of repetition. So that ties into the next chapter of auto-suggestion. He gives you what to say, and then he teaches you why you should say it such and such and such and such ways.
So basically, you must have a great picture of yourself,
mm-hmm.
or a vivid picture, like, in mind of who you are and where you want to go in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because by clearly seeing things and feeling the characteristic of those things, it makes you close to your goal on a daily basis. The more you focus on your emotion or how you to do that or how to get there, the easier you can get. But mean that on positive emotions, not something that's going to be fatal or, like, negative in a way that you're going to destroy everything that you're trying to acquire or get to. So he was also very firm on the importance of using your vision statement from the first chapter, Burning Desire. You should not stop reading or repeating it to your soul.
Yeah.
As we said last week, you can write that ever. You can write that on your phone. You can
mm-hmm.
put it on your wall, in the bathroom.
Let it be seen and known.
Exactly. Keep repeating to yourself on a daily basis.
All right. And then just to close out, I'm going to give you guys kind of like a little synopsis of the self-confidence formula. And then next week we'll start on auto-suggestion. So the self-confidence formula, the first step, the first part of it is I know and I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of my persistent, continuous action towards attainment. And here and now, promise to run a swift action. The second one is to realize those dominant thoughts and to take 30 minutes upon yourself for your self-betterment. Third is for the principle of auto-suggestion, to be persistent. Fourth, and this is just a summarized version. And then fourth is that I have clearly written down, to clearly write down a description of your chief desire. It's all synonymous. And then fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can hold long, endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction that does not benefit all of whom it affects. So it's saying, if your goal is to do something, try your best or do what's the best of your ability to not go against that. If you have a goal, but then you want to create a safety plan, you're taking energy away from that goal for that safety plan. And then six is, I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become self-reliant and a successful person. All right.
That was nice.
Yes.
So just to wrap up, faith is a crucial state of mind, as the author explained it through the chapter, with, like, different words and different affirmations. It doesn't matter how much you desire to accomplish something. You just need to believe in it so it will happen. If you have the desire but your mind always tell you otherwise, it would just never happen. So those negative thoughts or that negative mindset will just take you to failure. And it will burn your mind and also your subconscious mind, obviously. And when it happens, basically impossible to achieve something because you have indirectly been telling yourself that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I call like the self-sabotage. How do you say in French? The sabotage of swam. Because it makes sense. It is a self-sabotage. And that is why it is super, super, super important for you or for everyone to be in control of your mind. So by reading the book, you understand that and have a mental image of what is it that you want to accomplish or have. And in today's world, that is easy. How to always have our phone, with us, have a picture and of your statement from principle one on your phone and look at it multiple times per day. I would just suggest to put it as a wallpaper on your phone and see it, feel it every time. Like every time you just take your phone, you can read it before like opening your phone or doing something else. Because by doing it continuously, because it's a repetition, like it's a health repetition, you will just eliminate any doubt about yourself or you might have and strengthen your faith. And it's obvious you're going to become stronger and stronger as you start noticing more and more things happening in your favor. And this is just the auto-suggestion work in favor via the subconscious mind. And that's the next chapter we're going to talk about next week. So if you don't believe and you don't have faith in something, I don't think you're going to be able to persuade yourself that you can go somewhere in life. Not work-related, not personal life-related, like everything. And it will be very hard. So make sure that you spend time and your mindset to make sure you have unparalleled faith when you go for something, and I'm sure it will obviously happen. So Taylor, you have anything to add to this?
No. Thank you, guys. See you guys next Friday. It was lovely talking to you. We will get to auto suggestion next
Friday at 10:30 a.m. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.